morning, Rabbi Sain. Sunday morning, Parshas Acharim is Kedoshim, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. I'd like to discuss a question today, which is really, really something which everyone, I'm sure, has pretty much come across and thought about and heard something about. I'd like to try to discuss a little bit from the source of the Gemara and see a little bit the different Mekoros and Shulchan Aruch that discuss this topic of making an early Shabbos. There's a little bit of a confusion. Is early Shabbos something which is we should promote? Is it something which is even a hider of Tosfos Shabbos? Or, to the contrary, is it something which is maybe a kula which could be relied upon, but not something which is lechatchila, or maybe just impartial, something in right in between? It's not a chumra, it's not a kula, it's not nothing, just it's another way to do it. So let's see what it says in the Gemara, and let's try to understand the halachas that we find in Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara says, "In Masech the Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph." Just to preface the Gemara for a moment, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the Perek Tfilas HaShachar that a person is allowed to daven Mincha every day until when? There's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, until Plaga Mincha. The Chachamim say, until nighttime. Right? Which, let's say, we'll argue for now that nighttime means Shkia. But that in itself is obviously a question with Ben Hashmash, is when nighttime exactly is. And that's a machlokes in the Rishonim and all the way up to the Acharonim, a big question about what nighttime means. But again, machlokes is when can you daven Mincha until? Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only daven Mincha, not until Shkia, only until Plaga Mincha. The Chachamim holds, you can daven mincha up until erev, up until evening. Now, the Gemara says on the Chav Zayin on that, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, the hand points, it's right in the middle of the wide line, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Amar Rav Chisda L'Rav Yitzchak. Hasam Amar Rav Kahana Halacha K'Rav Yehuda Hoyel Utnam B'Bechirta. We find that sometimes the Halacha was like a Yehuda. Why? Because he's quoted in Masech to Idias. Now, Idias, it seems that the Mishnayis that are born idiots have a special chashivas that it somehow demonstrates that whoever is mentioned near, we should pass him like them. So, hachamai. Ishtik v'le omar le v'le midi. He was quiet. So, omar chizim. Nechsiana. Let's see. What's the halach? Is it like Rabbi Yehuda? That until plaga mencha, or like the chachamim till evening? Midirav matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos from the fact that we find that Rav, the Amora Rav, or as mentioned yesterday at Pirkei Avos, that Rav is even a little bit of a Tana. Mid Rav Matzi Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos mid be'od yoyim. It was still daytime, and Rav was davening Shal Shabbos. That means he was davening Ma'ariv of Friday night of Shabbos. He was davening it while it was still day. Shema Mino Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. So what does it mean? Still daytime. It means after the Plaga Mincha. But still before nighttime, so you see the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that why? That mincha goes until plaga mincha, and what would follow is that if you daven mincha until plaga mincha, that after mincha, after plaga mincha, you can daven ma'ariv. Oh, let the Gemara know, fakir, adarabba, midarabhuna v'rabbanon, loyhava matzlu ad urta, you find that you find that Ravuna and the Rabbanon did not daven until Urta, which is nightfall. Shema mina ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. So you see that there were some who daven Ma'ariv already right after the plag. Some waited until nighttime. They were makbid not to daven until nighttime. So what's the halacha? The Gemara hashta d'lo itmar hilchasa loy kemar v'loy kemar. Since we don't have a clear path to say that the halacha is either like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar of the famous Gemara that says you do like him, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's good. You do like the Chachamim, it's good. Well, either way,
reconcile with what it said at the very beginning.
So Tanam Bechir the Kavosei, I'm not sure if he's referring to this very mission over here, which means that we find that Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in Idias, meaning like it's like he makes it like a supreme opinion. Not that this halacha itself is quoted there. The question was if the fact that Yehuda himself is quoted there, that gives him somewhat of leverage over the other opinions, even regarding other machlokes which are not mentioned there. So in terms of the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, when can you daven mincha till the Ovid Kamar Ovad, the Ovid Kamar Ovad. And if you look on the next page, which is the next, it's really the next Amud Gemara, Chavdayin Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes this story again. Amr Rabchi, it's in the middle. Amr, the hand points right before the lines get wide over here. Amr Rabchi Bar Elvin, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. And then the Gemara says even more, Rav Yoshia Matli Shel Moitzoi Shabbos Be'Shabbos. He even davened Ma'ariv of Moitzoi Shabbos while it was still light on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Oymet Kedusha Lakois Be'en Oymet Kedusha Lakois. So someone who davens Ma'ariv early, it's still what we would call Friday. It's not dark yet. Could he make Kiddush even? Tashemad, Amr Rav Nachman Mashmuel, Mispalel Adam Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Vo'oymer Kedusha Alakois. And I'm sorry, let's move the dot over two more words.
Hilchsa Kavasi.
Hilchsa Kavasi. So what does it sound like from the Gemara? Pretty clear. Before the Gemara said, interesting, David Kamar Ovad, David Kamar Ovad. But here the Gemara says that person is Mispal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, and you make Kiddush, Vilchsa Kavasi. We'll have to see what that means, Vilchsa Kavasi. So again, the Gemara quotes the story of Rav. So we told him to make an early Shabbos. We see that this is not a 21st century or 20th century invention. The Hilga Amar Rav was making early Shabbos. Or at least he was davening Ma'ariv early. That's for sure. And then you see that further the Gemara brings from Shmuel, yeah, the Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, that he was making Kiddush too, which is, that's a regular early Shabbos. He made, he davened in Shul, he went home, he made Kiddush, he had the Suda while it was still daytime. Oh, so no, what could be wrong with that? See, already the Gemara says that they had early Shabbos. So let's see what the Rosh says on this Gemara. Turn to the page. It's the Rosh Siman Gimel over here in the fourth paragraph of Brachos. Two lines from the bottom over here again. The hand indicates. He quotes. Turn a page. So the Rosh writes over here like this. Kasa Hagoyim. Look for the hand. Look for the little thing. Point the hand pointing like that. It says Kasa Hagoyim. Deman demakdim umatzli arvis, someone who davens ma'ariv. Su loymatzi litzluye mincha ella ad plaga mincha. Now, of course, he's talking about someone who davens ma'ariv when? Demakdim. He's being makdim before erev, and he's davening ma'ariv early while it's still daytime, while it's still daylight, I should say. He can only daven mincha until when? Until plaga mincha. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, the im isa the Rabbi Yehuda, because if you hold the Rabbi Yehuda, less of the Rabbanan. The im isa the Rabbanan, less of the Rabbi Yehuda. So it's true. The Gemara said, the Ovid Kamar Ovad, the Ovid Kamar Ovad, they're both right. Neither of them are wrong. Rabbanan is right, Rabbi Yehuda is right. But only one of them, which means is, Reuven could do like Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon could do like the Rabbanan. But Reuven can't do like Rabbi Yehuda and like the Rabbanan. Either it's one or the other. So if somebody davens Ma'ariv before nightfall, so what are you going to say? I'll daven Ma'ariv before nightfall like Rabbi Yehuda. And then I'll daven Mincha after Plag also before nightfall like the Chachamim, because each one is correct. No, that's a tarti disaster.
Well, on another day?
Oh, that's the question. So what do you see over here in the Rosh himself in the way he quotes the Gun? He says, Man, the Makdim Amatli Arvis, Su Loi Matzi Litzluya Mincha Elad Plaga Mincha. So if he's referring to this day itself, it would be difficult to say that Suba, he said, he started, again, he should have said, if you daven mincha, then you can't daven ma'ariv. He started by ma'ariv. If you daven ma'ariv, Sulei Masi Tzliya Mincha. When's the next mincha? That's tomorrow. He's already talking about two different days. In terms of days over here, it would be, it wouldn't work like the Yiddish calendar starts from ma'ariv. In terms of this machlokes, it starts from mincha and then ma'ariv, because that's the tarti disaster that we're discussing. So you see already in the beginning that he says, you cannot, any more, you cannot follow the Chachamim to say that you'd like to daven mincha after plaga mincha. Oh. And then he says it come out clearly at the end. Lochein, itzoli tfilas ha-mincha ado erev, su loy moti lak dume l'tfilas ha-erev b'plaga mincha, di ef shel loy lases pam kereb Yehuda u pam kerabon. I can't say he means it 100%, but he says you cannot do pam kereb Yehuda, pam kerabon. It's pretty clear that he holds the Rosh, where he's quoting the name of the Goyin, I guess it means Rav Goyin, that you cannot do, you can't pick and choose. You do one or the other, right? Either you're like Rabbi Yehuda, or you're like the Chacham, right? It's either one or the other. Oh, so if that's the case, it's not so simple. A person wants to make early Shabbos, so when's he going to daven Mincha? When's he going to daven Ma'ariv while it's still daylight? on a regular day, he comes, he davens mincha up to the shkia, right? Many people, even if, not every day, some days daven mincha early 1:45, some days daven mincha 5 o'clock, but you're not makbid to daven mincha early, you daven mincha across the span of the whole day, up until the shkia. Very often you'll daven 10-15 minutes before the shkia is mincha. So for you, what do you hold? Obviously like the chacham, you don't hold a kribi mincha. So suddenly he comes there at Shabbos, and you're making an early Shabbos, you're davening Meir Vuen in Rabbi Yehuda's time of Meir. You can't burn the candle on both ends up there. So what's the shot of the year? Oh, let's see first the Shulchan Aruch on the next page. The Simon Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. This is, you know, obviously this Gemara itself is a little bit of an anomaly that the Ovid Gemara Aleph, but Kamat, you don't find such an expression in Shulchan Aruch like you'll see over here. He says Mishum Hespalo Tfilas HaMincha La'achar Vav Shoyis HaMetzel L'mayel Yotzeh. Okay, he's starting with the beginning. When you're allowed to daven mincha, when's the tefillas hazman? It's from 6.5 hours. That's a half an hour after chatzos. Shoyis mani is obviously. The ikir zmana, most of the tefillah is to daven mitesh shoyis umechzo ulmailo. Only from mincha ketan, right? From mincha ketan adalailo. Only from later in the, it's not like tefillah to daven in the yeshivas. That's it, right? Because they don't want to disturb the second seder of the yeshivas. Every yeshiva davens at 1:30, 1:45. But in truth, it's most lechatchila to daven, really in the later part of the afternoon. That's the most lechatchila good time to daven in. Ad halayla, l'rabbanon, u'l'reb Yehuda atlagamin. How often do you find that the Shulchan Aruch will quote a machlokes tameh, will quote a mishnah, with both opinions? It's unusual, but since the halach is like both, he says either till the night time according to the rabbanon, or according to Reb Yehuda until plagamincha, shehu ad seif yud aleph shoyis chasir rabia. So the Shulchan Aruch, when is plagamincha? Plagamincha is, if you take the day and you divide it into 12 parts, so you have to subtract from the end of the day an hour and a quarter, right? Because plaga mincha is 2.5 hours. So I'm sorry, mincha katana is the last 2.5 hours of the day. Plag, which means half, you take off half of that, is 1.25. So you are 10.75 hours into the day. Okay. And then the Rama says, obviously, hagom, sharina, choice, elufi, inyan, hayoim. These are not 60-minute hours. Rather, you divide it by the day. You always use shoyz manias, which means you divide the day into 12, regardless of how short or long the day may be. Oh, now it's up to Machaber right there, Vasikno, and the Gemara says, concludes, the Ovid Kamar Ovad. The Ovid Kamar Ovad. And here the Shulchan Aruch is clear. You always have to conduct yourself either not only in the same day. You always, either you're a Yehudi or a Chachamim, one or the other. Shem Oisik Rabbanim Mispal Minchad Halayla Shuv Eina Yochel Mispal Arvis Mipaga Mincha Lamayla. Interesting, because the example really he gives is an example of the same day. Shem Oisik Rabbanim Mispal Arvis Mipaga Mincha Lamayla. Tzarech lizor shlei spal mincha ba'isa shah.
That's the Gezidrash.
What?
That's the Gezidrash, for example.
No, because he said, Shem oisik rabbonu mispal mincha ad halayla.
Second case.
Shuv eino yochel espal arvis miplaga mincha l'maylo. It sounds like tonight.
Yeah, but then the next is, Ve'im oisik rabbi
Yehuda. Umispal arvis miplaga mincha ma'atzach shlei spal mincha ba'isa shah.
That's the next day.
No, ba'isa shah.
On the same day.
On the same day.
He's not
done with
before mincha.
No, but Oisah Shah means in that same time frame of that zone between Plaga Mincha and Shkia. So the case, it's funny because before the Shulchan Aruch says Vushi Yaseh La'olam Kechad Minai, which seems to say that you have to take one opinion and go with it straight. And then he says, the example he gives is on the very same day. But you'll see, let's Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham over here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom. Sifkat and Vav. La'olam Kechad, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pirish, Shelo Yinoig Pam kach upam kach, which should have a tarti disaster. Afilu lamacha. He says clearly, even the next day. Mikol shekain, but certainly it's even a bigger, it would be even more problematic. You can't do both in one day. That's kol shekain. But it applies not only to the same day, it applies that you can never use both opinions. If you want to go with Rebbe Yehuda and make early Shabbos, or stam daven ma'ariv early on a regular day, you would have to always daven mincha earlier in the day. Ad halayla, ratzolaymar, ad ben ashmashis, shuhu. This is later, this is going on the Ramah. So, let's see the Rama at the end of this mechaber. The Rama says, "Hago oldidam bebedinas elu shenoygin lesfal aris miplaga mincha." It seemed that in Europe, the minhag was, I can't say this is the minhag today, they would daven ma'ariv, everyone daven ma'ariv early. Maybe because it was, I don't know if it was dangerous or just they, that was the minhag. Eimoy lesfal mincha, achakach. You can't daven mincha after plaga mincha. Oh. Ubidieved, oh, here's already, the loopholes are beginning to open. Ubidieved, oy b'shasat chak, yotz. Ubidieved, shasat chak, it's okay. What's okay? Let's see. In misval mincha ad halayla, the hainu ad tesek echav. Okay. Which means that what? Even if you daven mayer early, you can also daven mincha. B'shasat chak. You can't daven mincha after mayer. You have daven mincha and then mayer. But he means, b'di'eved, even if you're someone who davens Ma'ariv, they say in the minhag in Europe was they daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. During daylight, they were already davening Ma'ariv. So let's say a guy comes up to Plaga Mincha, he didn't daven Mincha yet. What you do? Forget it? He missed Mincha for the day? No. Shasat Chak, you can still daven Mincha afterwards. Doesn't mean daven Ma'ariv before Mincha. It means even though you're a person who really, at this point, you're in Ma'ariv, you're in the Ma'ariv zone, but if you haven't daven Mincha yet, or there was a Shasat Chak, b'di'eved, you can still daven Mincha. Now, look what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Sif katan yud aleph on that. What does that mean, b'shasat chak? Ratzo loymar. The af im darkei tomid lehispalo mincha achar plag. Mikol moko im yochal lehispalo tfilas arvis gam kem bizman hazeh. If it's a shasat chak. Umikol moko im, says the Mishnah Berurah, ein lahakul bazeh rak. Excuse me. Im alkoponim ba'oise hayoi mispalo mincha kaitin plag. Even the Shasat Chak works, this that we said before, that you have to take one opinion and use it your entire life. On that, B'Shasat Chak, you can be Mekel. On the very same day, even B'Shasat Chak, you can't be Mekel. Avon Ba'isayim Gufa, Hispal, Mecha, Acha, Plag, Shuv, Osir, Loil, Hispal, Arvis, Koydim, Alayla, the Havi, Tarti, Desasi, Ba'isayim Gufa. Okay, now he takes it to the next step. One second. The Koze, in Hispal, Bi'echidi. That's all for someone who's davening biyachid. It seems like there was a pretty common. That the Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who's davening biyachidus. Avot tzibur shehispalo lo mincha ukesheyelchu lebeisam yeterech lekapzam shenis letfilas erev viyizbatel tfilas hatzibur legamri hikilu ho achreinim shemutu lehispalo arvis samach lo mincha. Ayin lekamam simen reish lamadei sefal. Interesting. So Dr. Mishnah Berurah, that what? Even if you're in the very same day, you want to daven mincha ma'ariv back to back. After plaga mincha already, you're going to daven mincha, and then you're going to daven ma'ariv right afterwards. So you're basically going to pull both sides. You're going to go with Rabbi Yehuda. First you'll go with the chachamim and daven mincha, because it's not nighttime yet. Then you'll go with Rabbi Yehuda. You'll daven ma'ariv already, because it's after plaga mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes in the name of the Acharonim, that if, what's this hatter? The hatter is like this, that they would daven mincha. Now, what do we have to do? We have to wait about an hour and change until we can daven ma'ariv. An hour, what's everyone going to do? Till after Mishkia. Yeah. So what's everyone going to do till then? We go home, we can eat supper. Oh, then you want everyone to come back? It's not happening. It seems that it was, obviously it was common. The Achrayim will quote, he's quoting many Achrayim who discussed such a question. If nobody's going to come back, it doesn't mean no one's going to daven at home, but the tefillah b'tzibur will be batel lagamri, which means, it doesn't mean a case that one guy says he's going to go home, he's not going to come back. So for him, he has a heter. No, it means that none of the people are going to come back. The whole tefillah's hatzibur will cease to exist. You'll never have a minyan ma'ariv anymore.
Doesn't
Rashi
say this?
I don't know if Rashi says it, but I believe it could be the Beis Yosef even brings such a... It could be the Beis Yosef even brings this
Rashi
this
says in the beginning of Shas.
Rashi says it? It could be. I didn't see it inside. I didn't see the Rashi. I believe the Beis Yosef
calls
it.
Yeah, Rashi says, I think
it's from the Beis Yosef.
From Beis Yosef, right? So the Beis Yosef already in his time is interesting, because this is the Ramah himself is already Beis Yosef. This Ramah himself is coming from Beis Yosef. And then on top of that, you see, but again, the Heter doesn't mean that, listen, if I'm going to go home, I'm not going to daven Ma'ariv. So I can daven Ma'ariv now already, because otherwise I would never daven Ma'ariv, but I'm not going to come back to shul. That's not the Heter. The Heter is, if you're going to disband this minyan mincha and say, no, we can't daven Ma'ariv now, no one's going to come back, there's not going to be a minyan Ma'ariv anymore. That's what the Heter is.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like as if there's not going to be a, like, what about a flat?
52 minyanim. There's going to be a minyan somewhere.
So
maybe you won't have it.
Maybe it could be that if you mevatel, I what?
Yeah.
You want to say there won't be a minyan in the whole shot, or this minyan will be batel?
What about a ten kegilas? It's an issue.
But certainly, what I really want to bring out is that certainly, if only you are not going to daven ma'ariv, but Tzibah said, listen, if I go home, I'm not coming back. I better daven ma'ariv now, right? I want to daven ma'ariv now. Why? Because I'm not going to come back. It's not a hetter for an individual. It's a hetter only if the whole Tzibah wouldn't come back, which that could be. I remember actually when I was once in the city, I once had to be in the hospital in the city, and you go to the Bikur Chayim room, they have like a listing of all the local minyanim. And it was during the summertime, and Mincha Ma'ariv was 7 o'clock. I'm like, you know, just during the week. I had never seen that before. I hadn't seen that, like, a plaga, Mincha Ma'ariv, but it seems like in the city it's common. Meaning, other places outside of, like, a place like Flatbush and Borough Park, it's more common that even during the week, people do daven a Mincha Ma'ariv. Now, it seems that, why? Because, what?
All the Midtown are like that.
In Midtown?
Yeah.
By the plaga.
Yeah.
Why? Because it seems that these places maybe could rely on such a hetter because they will not get back. People are going back to work, let's say during the winter time, they're going to go back to work. They can't take two breaks and work from Mincha Ma'ariv. So it's true. So there it goes the other way. Maybe a guy can go home and daven Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock. What's wrong with that? But you can say that this minion, I don't know. So then, according to what you were saying, that there are other minyanim available, there's no hetter, so then there wouldn't be a hetter for this either. But if it means for this minion, I don't know exactly what the nature of what went on back in the day. It's hard to really get a grasp historically what things looked like and what the hetter was based on and how that would apply today. But again, it's not a hetter for the yochin, it's if the whole tzibur is not going to daven but tzibur. Okay. Now, just to mention over here,
the just interesting lashon of the Mishabura is the toirech lekatzam shenis. A little bit of a different emphasis. Not that there won't be a minyan, but it's going to be a tircha to gather everybody together. I'm not sure exactly why he says that. In other words, it means the gabbai is going to have to run after everybody. That's what
you don't have
like
to go around the town to get everyone back together.
That's what it sounds like. Because otherwise, you just say, like you said, there won't be a minyan. It's going to be a
vatel. One second, but follow through with the next few words.
Yeah.
He is batel tefilas hatzibur legamri. What happens when there's a tircha? The guy runs out of energy eventually, right? And he says, that's a headache. Start running and chasing people to get them to come back to shul.
Spoken is a true gabbai.
A second time, because it's obvious.
You say even for Mincha he had to collect them, right? Yeah. Even for Mincha was already the therapist, and the second time in one day, forget about it. So
before he said, I said you need to after 5 o'clock bring them out together.
Mincha Ma'ariv together. I'm saying in the city it's done. I know that. So
I guess one.
Oh, so what, based on this, why? Because they're not going to come back together again for a second Ma'ariv. Now the question is, let them go home without Ma'ariv. That's a different question. Okay, so then just to mention over here, this is very famous. Before we go into Shabbos, there are those that are very machmir, and especially, and not especially, but they don't differentiate between Shabbos and during the week, and they're always very machmir to daven only at night. And it's based on our Arizal was very machmir to daven only at night. Meaning, regardless of their machlekes or the chacham and the gra as well, was very machmir. If you just look on the Bir Halacha on the next page, I just want to point it out. The Bir Halacha brings a famous quote from the gra. It's the Siman Reish Lamed Hey. The Bir Halacha Divar Masav Matzivu Makdimin. It's preferable to daven after nightfall. Maybe he's more worried about Krishna. And then he says, this is where we'll segue into Shabbos. The girl was so machmir, he held, rather don't daven with a minyan. You should always daven only at nightfall. So he was very machmir about this. And those that follow the Gro
and not make an early Shabbos.
No early Shabbos, no early minyan ever. The Gro was very machmir. It seems that he's saying it has to do with Krishna. I looked in the Ma'aser Rav where he quotes from the Gro. There's no background why the Gro held like this. I don't understand exactly what the opinion of the Gro is, why he held that. I'm saying we know that there's Avod Kamar Avod, Avod Kamar Avod. So there's two opinions in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch brings them both. So I don't know. I didn't get the background where the Gro is coming from, but it's interesting. If you look, there's a tshuva on the next page from Rabbi Moshe. Just pull out three lines out of this tshuva. It's a long tshuva. And he says over here, where the hand points, I am bir alocha shebemai se rav shal avgra soiver, de lo oilam tefila bezman adif mi tefila betzibur. Tefila bezman is more important, rather daven be yechidus and make the proper bezman. Avom, what does that word say?
Kivan.
Kivan. So I have like a fold in the page. Kivan. Shehu neged roiv harishayim, ein linik kemaisai, ela mishanai kemaisai b'chol davar. Only if you're someone who always follows the girl, that you do that. Otherwise, daven would have minyan. That's what he's saying. That since Rav Yishayim hold, you can daven still me ba'od yoy, so you should not follow the Gemara. Okay, now, let's get into Shabbos. This is where it's mostly a gift. There's even people who daven Ma'ariv every night, there's mana, after the Shkia, after Tzitzik, Yechavim, they still want to make early Shabbos. So, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Simen, Reish, Samach, Zayin, Sif, Beis. Look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Makdimin lehispalo arvis yoisemi b'moisachem. Say that. B'dieved, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, this is what you should do. You should daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos. More than during the week. When? Plag HaMencha. As long as it's after Plag HaMencha, Yochol HaHadlik, Yimadlik Neiris, L'Kabal Shabbos, B'Tfilas Arvis, V'Lecho Miyad. Yeah? So you Mekabal Shabbos, you daven Ma'ariv, and you can even eat the Suda like Shmuel, who's Mekabal Shalakais, after Plag HaMencha. It doesn't seem to say that it's a B'dieved, it's a Kaidim Zmano, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, no. Makdimin l'chatchila, this is what you should do. You all know there's a mitzvah of Taisa Shabbos, right? So you try to be makdim in the Kabbalah Shabbos to chaperayin more Shabbos. Oh, so let's look at the Magen Avraham, Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph. Kosovatur b'simin Reish Tzadigim, b'shem Haritz Geis, b'mokim she'nagu k'rabonon, she'em mispal arvis elam eshechashecha, Eile his fall shall Shabbos be erev Shabbos, v'loy shall mitzvah Shabbos be Shabbos. Look to Ritz Geis. One second. This is a Chacham. This is Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like the Chachamim that Mincha goes until nightfall, there's no such business. You can't daven early, and you can't make kiddush early. But in the kaddish shall have the elab kniseyim mitziyosim b'nyani motzi eyeyim motzi. Daha kiddush efshe b'pas. He says even if you don't have wine, you should use bread and make kiddush only when after nightfall. If you usually follow the Chachamim. Uba Havdolah, Efshel Machar, Havdolah, you keep him in the next day. The Kivan, then, look what the Beis Yeshiva says. The Kivan, Shehar Rambam, Bahar Rosh, Maskim Miladas Achas. Since the Rambam and the Rosh disagree with the Ritz Geis, Kavasayu Nakinon, Deloike Ritz Geis. What does that mean? The Ritz Geis seem to say that the halacha about making early Shabbos also depends. Yehuda. The Rabbanan. If you hold this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch that you should make early Shabbos is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you hold like the Rabbanan, it's daytime. You can't be Mekabel Shabbos while it's still Mamish day. That's what the Ritz Geis held. The Torah says, the Beis Yosef says, but the Rambam and the Rosh disagree with that. What does it mean they disagree? It means that they hold that even according to the Chachamim, who hold that generally you cannot daven Ma'ariv until nightfall, Erev Shabbos is different than the rest of the week. That's what he means to say. The Chachamim, the Rambam, and the Rosh disagree with that. They say, it has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Since it's Erev Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah of Taisa Shabbos, that overrides that whole Machlokes, and everyone would agree you can make Shabbos early. Oh, frekt. The Magen Avraham, you continue to the next paragraph here on the same page, with Tzarechiyin. The Begemara Amrinon, Midatzali Rav Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Shmami Not Alacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said clearly what's the right Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that Rav was Mekabel Shabbos early. What do you see? That if you hold like the Chachamim, Mashmah Dul Rabbanan Aser. V'chein Kosev Arasham Dekulum Rabbi Yehuda Sirli. This is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So then, what does that mean? That if you are a person who always follows the Chachamim, you should not be allowed to do that. V'chein Kosev Shut the Gibarim. V'chein Kosev Akesev Mishnah. The Das Harambam. The Shabbos V'Choil Shavim. There's no difference between Shabbos and the weekday. You see that the Kesef Mishnah himself, who is the Beis Yosef, said that the Rambam holds that no, there's no special exemption for Shabbos, and whatever you do during the week, you have to follow along, toe that same line for Shabbos. From Cain, Dvar of Seisun Adodi. Ach, b'talmid Rabbi Yoina, mashma the erev Shabbos rashoy lahaktim, you could be makdim, according to everybody, dafka gabim b'tzoy Shabbos b'inon bar mitzvah, b'tzorachi yinu negra gemara. Oh. Now, jump down, three lines before the bottom of this column, the Magen Avraham says a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Why is it that even if you hold the pointer of the Rabbanan during the week, still on Erev Shabbos, you can make early Shabbos? Well, hey, Rav, we said the Ovid Kamar Ovad, Even Rav, who made Shabbos early, the Gemara said the reason is because he held like Rabbi Yehuda. So if you're somebody who always goes with the Chacham, you should not be allowed to make early Shabbos. The Ovid Magen Avraham, I have a reason why that's not true. Venir Li, Los is Tuv Tam, Daha, Arvis niskino keneged evorim upidorim shemis achlim balayim. We know, Shachris is keneged, Tavish al Shachar. Mincha is connected to Hamish Ovin Abayim. Ma'ariv, Eivar Vapdorim. They would put the pieces of the animal onto the Mizbech and it would burn all night. And the Mishnah says that's why you could daven all night, because it would burn all night. Oh, the Gemara says, he quotes the Gemara, B'Shabbos also litnum, you're not allowed to put on, so they shech Karbonis on Friday, and then they would have the Tamashu Ben Abayim, they would have the pieces of the Behemoth. When did they put that on to the Mizbech? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. Why? Damrinam, the Gemara darshins, Oilas Shabbos, V'loi Oilas Chutz, it says, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbata, you could only be makkum, they were makkum Karbonis on Shabbos. But only the Shabbos day of Karbonis they were makkum. The Friday Karbonis, you're not allowed to put on to the Mizbech Friday night, because it's not a Shabbos Dika carbon. Could the Isa B'Shabbos Chavdal, I don't know if it's changing from Kuftal to Chavdal, the Chayyot B'Zib B'Seis Samirish L'Mazayin, then what? So since over here, what happens? Since every, so when were they makkum the carbonis? When were they makkum the Murim of Friday's carbonis? They had to do it early. In Friday they shechted carbonis. When did they put the pieces on the Mizbech? Usually they would wait till the night time. Thursday, they would put it Thursday night. Tuesday, they would wait till Tuesday night. But Friday, you can't wait till Friday night, because it's Shabbos. It says, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbatoi. You're not allowed to put a weekday carbon onto the Mizbeach on Shabbos. So they would have to put it on when? Erev Shabbos. So after you see that Erev Shabbos is different than the rest of the week. So therefore, if Ma'ariv is keneged the Haktaras Eimurim, you can daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos, because that's when they brought the Eimurim of Friday. Oh, that's what he... That's it, the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham.
Those are your first Friday.
They were for exactly. Correct.
But davening early on Shabbos is first Shabbos.
Is Shabbos is Meir, correct. But in the Kalam, the Pshat is, I don't know if, I'm not going to say it's Drush, but it's not, it's the idea is that the Meir was you Masak and Meir keneged the idea of Haftar Seymour. Now again, every Ma'ariv, when you daven Ma'ariv, what we call Wednesday night, it's Thursday already, right? And you davening, why? Was Ma'ariv Niskan, Kenega, they Murim? They're also, they're putting on Wednesday's Karbonis. But I'm trying to daven Thursday, Wednesday night, which is Ma'ariv Shel Yom Hei. So, but it's Kenega, that's Kenega. That. So, what was that?
Neshu says, he says this part, he said, Lud Mustafina, he would say that the Zman of Ma'ariv is as soon as Mincha is over, which would apply every day, because the Emurim was as soon as the Tumash of Ben Arbayim was bought, it's ready this month for all the Makaras Kol Meorim, regardless of the time of the day. So he holds that every day, as soon as you daven Mincha, now it's yours,
Mincha. I mean, depending on each individual, the second the individual has finished davening Mincha?
Presumably, yeah.
I think that
as soon as you daven Mincha.
So what happens to the whole Gemara over there?
I don't know. He says, Lulu de Mistafina. He doesn't say, possibly, he says, Lulu de Mistafina.
I think, in terms of Deshna or others' brand, the whole Mukar of Ma'ariv is from Yaakov. Yaakov brings the sack of Ma'ariv, Ve'if Kav HaMokha.
See, the sun set early.
Shaka, it was daytime.
But it just first Ma'ariv, it appeared as if it was dark.
Yeah, but the first Ma'ariv was during the day. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Shaka Chama.
So you see,
therefore, there's Ma'ariv in itself was Kuvea in his mind.
It lends itself to being flexible, to being able to daven even during the
every
day.
Time. That's
interesting. Okay. So let's see over here what the Mishabura says about Hilchos Shabbos. So then again, what are we going to do, Rabbi Yisrael? Erev Shabbos. We have it. The Magen Avraham seems to come up with some sort of heter that you can daven early Shabbos, even if you normally conduct yourself like the Chachamim. Oh, so let's see what the Mishabura says over here. Simen Reish Samach Zayin Sif Beis Makdimin. Well, let's first see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, we saw this actually before. Makdimin Lesfal Arvis Yosim Beisachal. You should daven Mincha Ma'ariv extra early, more than you do B'mayis HaKharim. Zot Mishnah Berurah Makdimah. Mishum, the Haven Higi Alma, L'Kabal Aleim Shabbos, Mechi Pasach Hashat Baruch. When does Shabbos start? When do you L'Kabal Shabbos? Okay? Forget about women who are Mavuk Neirs. A man, right? When does Shabbos start for you? Mizmer Shliyam HaShabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that the old minig was, when the Chazan said Baruch Hu, then it was Shabbos. Let me ask a question. Or today we have Luchon Aran, we have Kabbalah Shabbos. Let me ask you a question. If it's already after the Shkia, so you're being the Kabbalah Shabbos with Baruch Hu? Shabbos started 20 minutes ago. Obviously, they said Baruch Hu before Shabbos would have happened on its own, and that was the form of being maybe Taisa Shabbos, or it was more or less just by the Zman, is when they were saying Baruch Hu. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. So the reason he's quoting obviously the earlier Achrayim, maybe even the Beis Yosef, that Mishum to have a Nehige Alma the Kabbalim Shabbos Mechi Pasach Hashatz Baruch Hu. Ukud Leel B'Simin Reish Lamachalav. Lekach mehanochen lahakdim lespal arvis kedei lahakdim hakabola Shabbos. V'hua din yochel kabbal of Shabbos couldn't feel Shabbos. The whole thing is loved after. It doesn't mean you should have a marv early. It means a person should be mekabel Shabbos early. So in olden days, what that meant was the minig was to be mekabel Shabbos with Baruch Hu. So memelo, you should have a marv early in order to be mekabel Shabbos earlier. Do you know anyone who's mekabel Shabbos with Baruch Hu today? Let's say during the winter when people are not making early Shabbos, how will we mekabel Shabbos? Either by L'chon Ranana, or you have to just, even L'chon Ranana may end up being after the Shkia, so you have to mekabel on your own a couple of minutes before the Shkia takes the Shabbos. We're certainly not, this is not the way things are working today. So again, he's saying, he's putting into perspective that the whole Shulchan Aruch who says that you should be makdim was only in order to ensure that people will be mekabel Shabbos a couple of minutes before the Zman comes to have the mitzvah of Taisa Shabbos.
By the time the shul says L'chon Ranana, it's after Shkia.
Right, so it's correct. And therefore, you're supposed to be mekabel Shabbos before that. Now, it could be you don't have to actually verbalize, it could be it happens on its own, because automatically, a minute or two before Shkia, you'll have Taisa Shabbos.
What's called Kabbalah Shabbos?
It's not Kabbalah Shabbos, correct, because you've already been mekabel Shabbos.
It should go to me. It's called Kabbalah Shabbos because...
Why is it called Kabbalah Shabbos? Because in essence, that is what it was meant to do. It seems that they start, well, either the pshat is because they tackle, like in many communities, not in New York, not so much, but in many communities they in Europe, they tackle the Malacha till way after Mishkin. So again, I don't know if that's really an answer, because they probably daven Kabbalah Shabbos even later. So, you know, after there's Man of Malacha. Everyone's daven pretty much Kabbalah Shabbos. Whenever you do Malacha, after that, you come to Shul, and you have Milcha, and then comes Kabbalah Shabbos. So, regardless, it's after Shabbos has already begun. Correct. I guess it's a little bit of a misnomer today, the title Kabbalah Shabbos, because you really have to make Kabbalah Shabbos before, and by the time you hit Kabbalah Shabbos, Shabbos is here already. Okay, so what does Mishnah Berurah say? Uba Plag. Mash Mamidivra Mogan Avram. From the Mogan Avram, it seems like we saw that Filo Hanoigin Lispal Arvis Bismano. During the week, they daven Ma'ariv only late. Mutarim Lispal below Shabbos Mibod Yoim. There's a special exemption for Erev Shabbos. Ubovachi mi plagam mencha veilech. Certainly, you can't have Ma'ariv before plagam mencha, but that's clear. The kiva and the mitzvah sal haisim mechal ala kaidish. Ukvar kiva Shabbos alov. Yochal lismech al das ha-sovrim da-havi kelaylo le-inyin tefilo. Oh, so there is an exemption. Since there's a mitzvah to be mekabel Shabbos early, even though the rest of the week you would be davening mincha now, not ma'ariv, you only daven ma'ariv in the nighttime, and during the week you daven mincha at this point, but in order to facilitate Taisa Shabbos, you can be mekabel Shabbos early, different than what you do during the week. Ach, hanoi ken yizor ha-kaponim b'erev Shabbos, spal mincha, koydim flaga mincha, kadeh shalai yiyeh tarki desasri adoli. And what does that mean? That means that even though we saw the tarki desasri means, you can't even do Monday like this and Wednesday like that. You have to choose one thing, and that's the only way that you go. Correct. Shabbos is different. Zokta Mishnubur, Shabbos is only different than what? That you could be Mako, that even though yesterday you daven Mincha after Plag, today you can daven Marv after Plag. But if you today you daven Mincha after the Plag, Zokta Mishnubur, for that there's no hetzer. Similar to what we found earlier in the Mishnubur that he said, Shasat Chak, you could be Mako. What did the Mishnubur say? Only on two separate days you can be mekel. But oisa yoy mamish, the Mishnah Berurah said, that you can't be mekel tarki desasri. The havik kolayli to achadei king, he's like, from Mishnah Berurah, says, Baal mincha koyin plaga mincha kadei shi tarki desasri. Hai minu lo das, if you do a gemara zman mincha nimshach ragat paga mincha, mishon veyechu zman kudas aris. Lo das, rabbonon, zman mincha hua tzayfayim, zman mayer hu beirif. Yesh oimim, he brings the same yesh oimim again. Yesh lahokil lespalel, Ma'ariv mibadim af mispal mincha achar plaga mincha. Venerely she'ein lismay chazeh. Do not rely on this heter. That's the same tzibur heter that he said earlier. Rach kishu mispal al ma'ariv al kapanim bein hashmashes. If you daven ma'ariv after the shkia, so maybe you don't have to wait till tzeizek kechavim, but you daven ma'ariv shkia b'shas atcha. Avol loy kishu adayim v'ala yoyim. That's a point that you certainly have to say Krishma over, because you didn't say Krishma that always every early meeting they'll clap eyes to repeat Krishma. But he says you should not rely on that heter. He mentioned it earlier. He did mention the heter. He mentioned that if the tzibur is not going to come back together, so there is a heter even on the same day to make karak to this answer. He doesn't want to rely on it. And if you look in the Bir Alach, you'll see that he didn't forget about that from Hilchas Mincha. He remembered about that heter. Look in the Bi'alach of the Plaga Mincha. Ayim b'shibur, mashakos av yesh ayim de b'tzibur. Who miderech hachaim, which is the nesiva, shekasa de betziva yish lahakel mitam, kiven de beshar mekoy mesnei gil lahakel gam, bezeh gam bechoyl. K'me shekasa magar avram simre shlamet hei. Why? Mitam shetircho la'asvam ha'amayim olakamtsam. It's difficult to get them together a second time. Achapanam yish l'lismach, al hai time berf, so at least maybe on Erev Shabbos, be mekabel Shabbos uli, which is tais v'shabbos, you should rely on that heter over there. Masha kasam in l'smach, he says, no, but I told you in the Mishra, don't rely on this. Why? Despite the fact that the Mishabur himself did mention it earlier. Why don't they mention it? He says, there's no real source for this kula. It's just a svara that it's going to be difficult to get them together again. But he doesn't want to rely on it. Masha kasam ben ashmashas. If you could daven, maybe you could be makel to say sphira already before sisek echavim. But I am the elba simin reish samachalif bir alachasha. The ramatzav v'shir is mount achol ini krish v'shu deraisa bavadei tzarch nadin lachzer l'koyer b'shal shu bavadei lai l'chana. Oh, so what are we walking away with here? Here is basically this is the conclusion. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning, it seems that he says the reason to make early Shabbos is for a reason which perhaps does not apply for us. Because the reason why they made early Shabbos was in order to ensure they had taste for Shabbos. Okay, and we regardless are not waiting till Baruch Hu to be Mekabel Shabbos. Still, he says that as long as it's not a tarti desasri from in the same day, even though it is a tarti desasri to the way you conducted yourself on other days, still, since it's a mitzvah of taste for Shabbos, that will allow us to be Mekel and be Mekabel Shabbos early, even though it's not the way you do on other days. However, he seems pretty clear in Mishnah Berurah that it's a big kula to rely on the idea to, on the same day, make a tarti desasri. Again, you want to either many shuls that do it. They daven mincha 7 o'clock. The whole summer is early Shabbos. So you would have to say that they were relying on this derech hachaim, which we saw really brought in the Mishnah Berurah earlier, based on the idea that there's some sort of tircha involved. It's not the tircha that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned there would be a tircha to nobody would come for ma'ariv. So if they daven mincha, let's say it's a bigger tircha. We daven over here mincha at 6 o'clock or 6:30 for the early Shabbos because that's how you get mincha before the plug. So some people are not ready. They say, I'm not ready at 6:30. So now I'm in the regular time, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is too late. It's a tircha. It's definitely not the tircha that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that they're not going to daven. Every person, I would imagine, safely assume that everybody in the whole neighborhood is davening mincha and the daven kabbal Shabbos and Ma'ariv, certainly on Friday night, they're going to shul. Everyone goes to shul. It's more of a tircha, correct. So it seems that it's some sort of extension of that tircha that the Mishnah Berurah mentions over there. Again, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Hilchos Shabbos does not want to rely upon that. And based on that, the most preferable way to do it would be to daven mincha, again, before the plag, and then afterwards you have ma'ariv after the plag, and of course he says that you have to remember to say over krishma, and even svira, we count over later, even though it's the reason why he differentiates between krishma and svira is because svira most hold today is the derabbanan, not the deraisa. So, but still, we say it again after the, not again, we say it after the zman, in order to make the bracha, we say it after the zman. Yeah, if you want to just look on the next page over here, it's actually two pages, there's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan, so just an extra credit over here. He brings over here my whole thing is full, it's hard to it's actually on the last page, I point out just something interesting that he writes about. In the last page, in Siv Dalet, you'll see even more, he explains what this inyu was that the Shulchan Aruch says to make early Shabbos. He says in Siv Dalet, the very last page over here, Miu Achav, it's in Simmer Reisham Asayin Siv Dalet in the Aruch HaShulchan, is Dalet.
When the Shabbos
starts. They know when the Shabbos starts, when they start Ma'ariv and Shul. I never heard of anyone who made that mistake today. It seems that people thought that when they start Ma'ariv and Shul, that's when Shabbos begins. It's going to come out, the women are going to light candles after Shkia. Rabba v'chayv kodesh al harav v'hayirem shabir l'hispal m'bayyoy Laman Lenoyachil Shabbos Kodesh. The Yei, she says that those big tzaddikim, Shemis Antel Mispal Arvis Bizman Bishab, said, no, don't do that, let's daven late, because it's the right Zman to daven. Ba'asidim Litinus Adin, he says. Such a person, I say, why do you do Ash Bizet Polish Lechal Shabbos Beir? So, you see that his whole approach to understanding what was going on, why they were davening early, is for altogether different reasons. It's because it was coming to the Chil Shabbos. I never heard of anyone today, not women, but you want to say the women are more educated today, that could be. The women of Amol, they knew very little.
Today we have clocks. Today we have the siren.
Shulchan didn't have a clock. He was so old.
Everyone.
He understand. So he's explaining to the Mishnah. He's explaining what the maybe in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. But he's not saying this is just what the Shulchan Aruch meant. He's saying in his time, maybe 120 years ago in the Vardik, this is what was going on. That the women thought that when davening started is when Shabbos begins, and it was coming to Hill Shabbos. Then you understand why that's a Shas Hachak to make Ma'ariv early. That L'chayra is not relevant as a heter for us today to daven Ma'ariv early based on that. That's just to put people know that when it says in Shulchan Aruch, not the Shabbos, I'm just trying to put it into perspective. This Makdimin, the mitzvah of being Makdimin, it's not clear. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah quotes the Magen Avraham who says it's a mitzvah of Taisa Shabbos. Not just to prevent Chil Shabbos, but
Shabbos
he seems to understand that
Shabbos is going through Moshe's and Bashir.
Correct. But the more you fulfill the mitzvah with the mashu, but is it not a greater mitzvah to be makabel even earlier?
You don't
want to
run into
Shabbos. It means only a moment.
But the fear of Shabbos is a mashu.
Correct. You fulfill the mitzvah with the Shabbos and mashu. Correct. But you definitely, is it a hider? Maybe it's a hider in Taisa Shabbos, or are you fulfilling the mitzvah?
Make a halacha because of a hider? I don't know. The halacha.
The Mishabur seems to say not just that you're breaking the halacha. That is that sanctions that you should daven ma'ariv early. He's saying if one is a halacha that you're really violating the way you conduct yourself.
You're
looking
for
the halacha to
mashu. He seems to understand that it works together. It's not breaking the halacha. It's sort of
you're making it sound
it
like
makes the halacha fit that you should do it that way on Erev Shabbos. Anyway, so that's
someone pointed out interesting. When you go to the shul that has two minyanim, you come early for the second minyan. When you answer Baruch, have in mind B'davka, not to be Makabel Shabbos.
Because people, we used to be Makabel Shabbos with Baruch.
Yes.